Knox and Al Green putting a little love in their hearts and yours. It's an appropriate tune because, as I promised you, after the news at 4, we'd be introducing you to not the wine of the week, but indeed something a little different in the form of a Carter's Distillery fruitcake liqueur. And in the studio with me right now is the legendary Eamon Darling. And Jody Hawkeby's back from Carter's. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
And it, being a bit of a rum fan myself, you already brought a smile to my face. But the fruitcake liqueur nomenclature is curious. The colour of what you have poured out looks like a festive rosé. It doesn't look like a rum at all.
Talking no, different. So the, all those cherry notes and everything has just come through and it's given it the most beautiful, deep rosé colour. It really has.
Now, let's get you a little bit closer to the mic so we can explain what this is all about. So this is a rum. Now, let me just set the scene for you folks. Carter's is it's a small batch, I think I'm correct in saying, artisanal distiller of absolutely fabulous rum and possibly other alcohol. I will talk about that in a second, but the rum is what gets my attention because, you know, rum is it has a kind of Peter Pan and Captain Hook kind of vibe to it. Like, and a bottle of rum, Treasure Island, all of that. Yes, and then rum and raisin ice cream. It's kind of it's a drink that has made its way into culture as a kind of, well, it's adventurous and it's exciting and it's. It can be also, I would imagine, if you grew up where I did.
With ice cream as well, Dave.
Well, no, forget about the ice cream. It was a demon of money, rum and a Coca-Cola. Ooh, and then they would go. But that was not this kind of rum. That was more like, you know, I don't know.
Squadron.
Diesel. And yeah. Yeah, but they used to enjoy it a hell of a lot because of the effects, of course. And when you get to know what rum really should taste like, suddenly it takes on a whole new vibe. So, Jody, welcome again. Nice to have you back.
Thank you very much.
And I keep absolutely stum and give you a chance to explain properly what we're talking about.
Well, as you say, rum is actually very, very exciting. What people don't realize is that there's so much that we can do with rum. It's unbelievable. In terms of how we can age, We've got less restrictions on us in terms of what we can add into the rums to give different unique flavors. We've got less restrictions on us. So proper artisanal rums nowadays, for lack of a better way of saying it, it's not your dirty pirate drink anymore. It is something that you can really sip on and enjoy and really look for some beautiful, lovely flavors behind them. And that's what excites me. This fruitcake liqueur, for example, it has turned me into a complete and utter mad scientist. And I've just now, my brain is just open to all the new possibilities and different flavors of alcohols and things to come out.
So this is a liqueur, and a liqueur traditionally is either a drunk on its own as a tipple of choice, or you can make cocktails with it.
Yes, 100%.
But you can sip it just like this, and we're going to right now. But before we do, let's just explain what it is.
Okay, so what I've done is I've taken all your fruits and nuts that go into your usual Christmas cake at Christmas time, and I've then infused that into rum to make a nice rum liqueur. It literally smells and tastes identical to a Christmas cake. And I don't know how better to describe it than I sat there the other day with my wife and I had a sip of it, and it literally just reminds you of what Christmas holidays are supposed to be, sitting there with family, and just brings back all those memories. So for me, not bringing it out now, it's something that you can have for more than just over Christmas and everything. It brings back those good, nice memories and things as well.
So whenever you've had a day or a period of time where you've been not at your best because, you know, things have... Life happens when you want to reinstill in your soul a little, the joy of Christmas
and nostalgia.
So now here it is. We've each got a little taster of this magnificent looking, because it is magnificent. It looks a happy color. It looks like a very light cherry.
Very unusual.
Carter's fruitcake liqueur. It is a liqueur, so we're going to have a go. Now, last time I did this a week ago, I nearly died. Oh, now that it doesn't, you know what, it's wicked, hey? Because that doesn't really convey the fact that it is 24 24 volt. You see, already I've lost it. It's powerful stuff, but it tastes so good.
That's exactly it. I mean, the flavors and everything that come through on that, you can taste the different flavors. You can taste there's marzipan. You can taste there's
now. Did you use
Christmas.
The actual fruits and nuts and marzipan, or did you use the chemical equivalent?
No, I do not add any chemicals into my product.
Oh, really?
From my fermentation process right through to the end, everything is pure natural product.
Wow.
Throughout, I don't add glycerine for mouth enhancement. I refuse to use any chemical elements in this. I want it to be the cleanest, purest alcohol that is on the market.
Wow. Well, I sit here in awe because it is absolutely delicious.
It is. Totally delicious compared to what we had last week.
Well, no, that's a shame. We mustn't be cruel because last week it was definitely for the aficionado.
Yes.
And as we have said before many times, it may not be to my taste or yours necessarily, but it is aimed at a certain market, and that probably those that love what they love will find that a label generally promises certain things. Mm. Yeah, and this Carter's Distillery label, you must know, so far it's 10 out of 10. I mean, JD, you've been twice, and this is really good. I would imagine it has a really wicked price attached to it, though, because when it's this good, it's got to be expensive.
It's not too bad, to be honest. It still comes out on a high-end liqueur, sitting at $529.99 a bottle.
Uh-huh.
So it's upper range, but it's mid-upper range.
But this is not going to give you that nightmare the next day, I would imagine. It tastes very pure.
That's exactly. So being a small batch distiller, I'm able to get all your heads off of what we call the heads, all the bad parts of alcohol making out of it. So you're sitting here with the cleanest ethanol product that you can get, good, clean, beautiful alcohol.
And what a marvelous gift. Because who on earth would not be delighted with a fruitcake liqueur? I mean, gosh, who wouldn't be? Mm. And there's not a soul I can think of. Even those that don't drink would still,
still like to have it.
Yeah, so it's just something different.
A little story here. So when I first created this, I just created two bottles because somebody said I needed a
sample.
Iconic, different kind of a drink compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
And it was Christmas time, and I said, let's just try and make this. So I did. I then handed out samples just because I could to the locals around Moy River. And all of a sudden, orders started coming through.
Wow.
I had 100 liters worth of orders, which wasn't even made yet, before the product was even ready. And it was just something that I was playing around with, and decided, this is what we got to go for. This is clearly people are enjoying it. So here we are.
Wow. Well, and that was then. So by now that it is established, have you got stock?
Yeah, 100%. I'm stocked in quite a few tops in KZN already. It must be about 14 different tops that are stocked. We're busy doing tastings now today, this afternoon, and tomorrow from 2 to 4 here in the Lifestyle Tops. So, yeah, come on through and have a taste.
So there it is, an opportunity to try before you buy. But I'm warning you now, bring your credit card because you're going to buy. Because when you've tasted it, you cannot not.
Yeah, you cannot not buy.
What do you say, Emma? Have you been definitely. Very quietly sitting there and just smiling?
I'm just sipping nicely.
Because it's lovely. Hey?
It's delicious.
And when you find something like this and you sit together and you have a little taster, it's very convivial.
It is.
It kind of, because now you're in an absolutely nice, happy space.
And
good mood.
As Jody said, it reminds you of Christmas.
So, Jody, you're creating, you're manufacturing love in a bottle.
That's exactly it.
You buy the rum, you get the love free.
Very true.
Since then, the passion that it's built in me to create these different flavors and everything is just insane. So it is. It's Jody love in a bottle.
Yeah, well, and I give it 10 out of 10. Gold
Thank
star.
You.
Fantastic. Well done. Eamon, we've got competitions this week, I'm sure. Because you mentioned last week that there might be.
Yes,
I'm holding you to it now.
Yes, we are. We're running a big competition in store at the moment at the front of the store where you buy any Ruku gin or Tokai whiskey, both Japanese brands, Japanese gin and a whiskey. You place your name and your phone number on the back of your till slip and place it in the entry box behind the tills, and you can win yourself, it's 35,000 rands worth of a Smeg fridge.
Those are in huge demand.
Yes.
And for you know, this is the beauty of it. You can go and get yourself a really nice tipple and have a chance, because you've got to be in it to win it. And if you do win it, you then it's a bonus.
It's a bonus. We're giving a feel bar with it as well. So you win two prizes.
Wow.
Two prizes. So if you buy your Carter's Christmas cake rum, you can use the feel bar to carry that out when you're going on picnic. If you win it.
I like the way you segue that together. It doesn't really hang together as easily as it should, but I understand what you're saying. And that's a fantastic prize. And available for how many more weeks to run before the competition draw?
Middle of June, Dave, we're running it.
Okay.
I think it's the 9th, 10th
of
June.
So another 2 months to go. Yeah. Plenty of time for you to pop in and shop. And while you're doing that, don't forget, pick up a couple of bottles of Carter's fruit cake liqueur, sure, because I reckon by Christmas time there's not going to be a bottle in town. It's all going to be bought and stored, and it'll be running at a premium. If you can get one, it'll be paying double.
That's it. And then especially when we're going into the winter months now, a lot of people sometimes celebrate Christmas in the winter months.
Yeah, Christmas in Christmas in July. Yeah. That's a big thing. So this would be the right opportunity to stock up, beat the Christmas rush, avoid it. And, well, as I say, 10 out of 10, Jody Hawkerby from Carter's. You are the man of the moment, and we celebrate that. Thanks for bringing in a taste of happiness. And, Eamon, we will catch up again in a week's time when we do one more time the Topps Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Topps at Lifestyle. And the afternoon show continues.